You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click! Click! Boom! I'm coming down on the stereo! Hit me on the radio! Click! Click! Boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Ah!
And welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. He is not Dan Wright, because Dan Wright, although not imaginary, is still essential. And so we have the one... Dan's not real. Whatever, dude. Shut up. That's it. You're fired. go spin in your chair in the corner. Go to HR.
You can't fire me. It's in my contract.
There's always a rare way around those clauses, sir.
Hi!
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Oh, I am exhausted. I wound up, I think I had a bit of a cold the other day, and I feel much better. I've Monday was just terrible. Tuesday I felt okay. Today I felt pretty good, but now I think my body's like, okay, yeah, I know you feel better, but you've also done, 12 hours worth of work in the plus your regular stuff, plus all this shit, and you're tired. Don't worry, I'm still doing the 10 o'clock, the 11 o'clock show, because, I don't want anybody to lose any money, because I know you assholes are betting on me in the chat again, you bastards.
I think it has bastards. More to do with Gene now than you.
Oh, no, they were straight up, casting bets last night as to whether or not I was going to do R&W.
I was in chat last night. I wasn't active, I was busy, but I was there.
Too busy to chat, but not too busy to be there, I see how it is.
It was laundry day.
Yeah, well.
Laundry. If I didn't put them away, it was just going to be a big pile of clothes on my bed, and I'm not going to be that guy. Because once you do that, you might as well just wear sweats all the time and just give up on society.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Just now that I work from home, I'm pretty much in pajamas most of the time.
Well, no, okay. Yeah, but do you just leave your clothes on your bed? Fuck it, whatever.
No.
Don't care anymore, not even pretending.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are days there's a huge pile of clothes on my bed, but I do eventually go do something with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's called laundry day. You take care of that shit. You handle it. You grasp it by the balls and you drag it to where it belongs.
There are six people in my fucking house. There is no laundry day.
It's laundry week.
There's laundry infinity. Because it never stops. I was like doing the happy dance this past Saturday, right? Because I looked in the baskets and they were empty. And then the next thing I know, my son comes out of his room. I'm like, you asshole. I just asked you an hour ago to make sure you had all of the clothes out of your room. Well, I went and did the chickens and stuff first. And then I remembered that you told me to do that. So here's all this. I'm like, you're 24 years old. Wash your own shit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. But yeah, actually he's 24 years old and a slightly special needs, so that's why he doesn't usually wash his own stuff, because if he does, eventually the dryer starts overheating. Because but anyway, that's a story for another day. So,
yeah. Yeah. Hi.
No, but I kind of wish I was. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's a different show too.
Yeah, those are different pills and I'm not sure they're okay. Legal in Oklahoma yet.
I'm thinking about moving to Oregon.
Right. Yeah, it still blows me away that Oregon legalized cocaine before California did. Come on, get with it, California.
You said blows. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, man. Long, long day. And so weird shit happening. Like last night I saw a story right before I went on the air that a county in Michigan was refusing to certify their results, and then right after I went off the air, apparently they had reversed that decision and certified their results. Now there's a story breaking today that apparently the results were certified because Republican members of that group were having their children targeted and harassed.
Yes, I actually saw a copy of that, or a clip of that Zoom call, where one of the Republican electors, whatever, the person on the Zoom call said, well, your kids go to insert school name, and everybody who goes to school with them is going to know that their mom's a racist. And then miraculously, oh, hey, you know what? We're certifying this. So, yeah, in Twitter legal parlance, that is election interference.
Yeah, just in case anybody's trying to keep score at home, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. Will they be charged with it? Probably not.
Media going to report it? Most likely not.
Nope. In fact, I dropped that clip in a couple threads and just got crickets out of it. So, yeah. So, yeah, and that's no, that's totally not voter intimidation or, you know, intimidation tactics in an election. You know, why not just kidnap the kids? Because you just did the virtual version of that.
Pretty much. You basically said, hey, we know where your kids are. Be ashamed if something happened to them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we saw a very special episode of Stargate SG-1 with just that thing.
Several, yeah. Actually, for me, several times.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I want to do this before it gets out of my head. I finished Hellstrom. And if you're a fan of Stargate Atlantis, which I know you are and everybody else is, the setup for season two, will never be so excited for a season two of a television show ever. Except for maybe the Battlestar Galactica reboot. But it very, you know, when they went from the miniseries to an actual TV show. But the setup for it, I'm not going to give it away. No spoilers. It's worth watching just for that. Because then you're just going to, you'll punch the air. And you'll be like, yes, I'm into this show now.
Yeah.
If you weren't before, you will be at that moment.
I did actually try to watch an episode or two this weekend.
Okay.
I'm not sure I was emotionally prepared for it yet, so I'm going to go back again this next weekend. Because I'm sure the wife will be out with friends and stuff again, because it's kind of the normal. So I'm just going to be like, eh, whatever. Because,
Okay, I wanted to get that off my chest, because ever since I saw it, I've wanted to, because I know that this is the show we do that on. So I've been just vibrating, waiting to say that. And then, okay, now I'm done with it. Moving on.
Hey, you said vibrating.
Vibrating. To quote the late, great, well, he's not dead, the great Benjamin Hawkeye Pierce, behind every great man is a woman with a vibrator.
So I think the most interesting thing that I've seen lately is Matt Walsh suddenly deciding that he's conservative again.
Oh, did that happen? Have
you seen him railing against all the COVID lockdown stuff? And you know how we, you know, because we were scared of a virus, we decided to abdicate our responsibility to educate our children for a year. This, sure, that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you realize you're the part of the reason we're in the mess we're in right now, right?
Well, you know, Matt Walsh is retarded. He really is. And it, I think Matt Walsh is another one of those. He is very almost to the point of being wrong, myopically pro-life. Okay, I get that. But I mean, there's a point where he says ridiculously stupid shit in defense of being pro-life that it's like, you're not helping the cause. You know, it's the polar opposite of shout the abortion thing. So with anything else that happens politically, he licks his finger and holds it up to see which way the wind is blowing. And right now, because they've fucked with it for the last 8 months, people are against another round of lockdowns.
Yay. It's even started here. Like in Oklahoma, the governor of Oklahoma just basically declared all state buildings mask zones. Certain cities have gone back to, well, if you're a restaurant or a bar, you have to be closed by 10 p.m. Well, if everything has to be closed by 10 p.m., why do I have to wear a mask between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. if COVID only comes out after 10 p.m.?
Yeah, COVID's nocturnal. That's one of the things that we have learned. Science has gotten so good this year that, one, we've discovered that a virus is just solely nocturnal, and, two, that it's woke and can tell the difference between a Walmart and a
and a Target.
And a Target and a hardware store, you know, or a garden shop.
You know, so two things that absolutely amaze me about some of the things that they have determined, right? So you're perfectly safe as long as you're at a table in a restaurant. But the 10 feet from the door to the table is when COVID's going to get you.
Yeah.
So you better have your mask on when you're walking to the table.
You know what it is? It's because when you're sitting down, your head is at about 4 feet high. But when you stand up, it's at your normal height. So COVID only exists above 4 feet.
Maybe that's why it doesn't infect very many children. That would explain a few things.
You don't hear a lot of midgets getting it.
If they did, no, but never mind.
Gonna get letters for that one. Yes, Kokoi exists between the 4.6 to 6.4 range. Above or below that, you're good.
Yeah, so I mean, you're covered as long as you're, you know, anywhere above 6.4 or below 4.6, and as long as you're out after 10 p.m., you're fine.
I mean, you know, somebody asked the question too: is when they get off work and they're driving home, is the COVID going to accost them in the parking lot, or is it going to chase after them like in a 50C sci-fi film?
It's already in the trunk.
Oh my God, the call is coming from inside the house. The cough is coming from inside the house.
Oh.
Okay, so no, Matt Walsh, okay. What did he do? Because I missed that.
So, well, hang on. Where did it go? Because I had already changed gears. Let's see. Which one was it? Because there's like a whole timeline of bullshit from him here.
Okay, well, you look. Jess, I made it 4.6, so that way you wouldn't think that I was saying you were immune to the COVID.
Nice.
I had him. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, you lost. We don't need to go back to it.
No,
it's
all right. I found it. So basically what he's saying is just to paraphrase it, because I do remember enough of it because I can't seem to get back from it or back to it, is basically, you know, the, well, shit, never mind. I give up. I give up. Dude, I'm more tired than I thought, apparently.
Yeah. So, did you see Billy Idol is interviewed Cuomo today? Oh, well, first of all, did you see Cuomo's meltdown?
I did not.
Oh, God, this was so beautiful. So, and this was like, this is what happens when your head is so far up your ass, you actually think you might be a god. Voice of experience here. So, Cuomo writes this new book, and he's going out on speaking tours about it and taking interviews and everything else. And last Friday, they were holding up how New York Public Schools, the largest school district in the United States, was like a model in how well it was doing. Well, apparently, today they hit the threshold for COVID where they were shutting down tomorrow. And they did it with like the superintendent sent out an email to all the principals saying the New York's public school system will be closed tomorrow because it has passed the threshold, blah, 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 blah. De Blasio hadn't even heard yet. So this email goes out, and Cuomo is in the middle of his little pat me on the back about how great I am press conference that he does every day. And a reporter asks him about it, and Cuomo becomes unglitter glued. Jess actually put out a tweet when it happened too, between one and Cuomo, how well are you handling things? And I mean, he lost his goddamn fucking mind about it because he didn't even know. Oh, God, it was just a disaster. So anyway, today he was doing an interview with Billy Joel about his new book. And I'm thinking, is this like community service because you drove into somebody's living room again, Billy? But and Janice Dean just ripped him apart saying, so are you going to ask him about the number of deaths in nursing homes or nah?
Yeah, probably not.
And probably not. Yeah. Ask him about the schools, Billy.
Oh,
he tore this reporter apart, though. I tweeted out the Twitch article about it, and a lot of the replies to it were, if someone were to talk to me like that, I would put down my laptop, get out of my chair, and beat the living shit out of him.
Hey, you mentioned schools, and it triggered my memory. So what Matt Walsh was talking about earlier was how we basically allowed a virus to completely shut down our education system for a year, and that every teacher that he's talked to has mentioned that, you know, the whole idea of virtual learning is a joke because they can tell, because they can see the kids that they're not paying attention. I have one of my grandchildren coming over about 2-3 times a week now, because I'm always home and his parents work nights. And I can attest to this because he's actually been kicked out of the classroom, the virtual classroom, because the teachers caught him up walking around and grabbing snacks and getting drinks of water and everything else. She's like, okay, if you're not paying attention, you're going to leave and you're going to get a tardy. And then we're going to call your parents.
So well, I don't feel tardy.
So the idea that they're thinking, I mean, look, it's one thing if it's 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. I've seen them go into virtual school and excel. I have a nephew who was years behind and then got put in a virtual school setting and actually managed to graduate ahead of schedule when he was actually 2 years behind when he started.
I say Billy Idol? It was Billy Joel. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did say Billy Idol, but yeah, Billy Joel.
Yeah, it was Billy Joel.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah. Matt Walsh is basically makes
the driving into the living.
He just basically railing about the COVID, and it's funny because, you know, this is the guy that, you know, basically forgot he was a conservative for the last 4 years. Now suddenly trying to talk like one. I'm like, I'm so confused.
You know, I'm gonna give out my little bone of contention on that one too, with the teachers, you know, who, like you were describing, giving a tardy because they're getting up to go get a drink. It doesn't mean you can't hear, okay? And you're probably going to be more attentive when you sit back down with your little bag of Bugles or M&Ms or, you know, whatever, than you were sitting there thinking about how you want this class to end so you can go get yourself your snack. So you get your snack, you're done with it, you sit back down, you can still hear everything that's going on while you're walking to go get it. It's not like you're missing anything. So I think that that is a bit of narcissism on the part of the teacher.
Well, no, I mean, so it's not that they're getting up and doing things. It's that the kids, because they know they're not supposed to get up and do things, and this is my grandson because he's a smartass, he will take the laptop with him, and he will make sure his microphone is unmuted while he's getting ice and opening cabinets and grabbing chips and all these different things. And the teacher's
fantastic.
Yeah. And the sad thing is, you know, my daughter is, you know, supposed to be trying to keep an eye on him, but she's also got the 9-month-old, so she's running around all over the place, and she's like, Logan, you need to sit back down. Yeah. And I don't know. I only mention this because apparently they're coming over, not tomorrow, but the next day. Luckily, we're only keeping them overnight Friday night, so I don't have to do any of the school shit this time. Ugh. Grandpa's daycare center is about to be closed. I'm just saying.
It should be. Shut that down. Close it due to the COVID.
Close due to COVID.
Yeah, and, you know, and these... I was talking to a nurse friend of mine today. And, you know, he mentioned that his hospital is at capacity. But, you know, and they're making sure none of the hospitals are actually getting overwhelmed. But we were talking about it. And we've talked about this on this show and other shows, too, is that the politicians have sapped all of the goodwill they could possibly have with people taking this seriously. They used it up. You know, when you have Newsom saying, well, you can't sing or talk loudly during your Thanksgiving celebration at your house, and you can't have more than 5 people, and they all have to be sitting 6 feet apart. And meanwhile, he's at a dinner for his friend's 50th birthday that nobody was wearing masks. Nobody was social distancing. It wasn't outdoors because the group was so loud. The restaurant closed the doors so it wouldn't bother their other patrons. And just, I mean, that just takes an entire state and goes, no, fuck you. So as we get the second wave, which we will, and I said this back on FUBAR at the beginning, when the second wave comes around, people are going to be in open revolt. You know, it may be a passive revolt, but it'll just be, you know, civil disobedience. I will not comply. And you even had one of the sheriffs of New York State telling Cuomo in a nice, very nice, well-written letter to get fucked. It was basically, yeah, we're busy and we don't have time to pay attention to how many cars are parked in people's driveway. And what you do inside your own home is sacrosanct, and we're not going to be doing this. We're not going to be policing Thanksgiving. We have other things to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's the thing, though. I mean, our version of disobedience is much different than the left's version of disobedience, because we usually just try to figure out what's broken, come back, fix it, and try again. I do have to say that there seem to be a lot more pissed off people this time. And I think they have learned some valuable lessons from the Trump campaign. As a matter of fact, I just saw an article that apparently Donald Trump is, in fact, paying for recounts in certain Democratic strongholds in Wisconsin they just paid the $3 million up front to trigger that. So
that, okay, that I think we talked about this last week, you and I, in that that he had to wait until the election was certified, and then you can file for a recount. You can't file, like Wisconsin is one of the states, Michigan and a couple others. You can't technically file for a recount until the election's been certified, and then you have X number of days depending upon the state law. So, and yeah, the person who calls for the recount has to pay for it. But yeah, so now would be the time when that's all happening.
Yeah, so, you know, just FYI, you know, apparently that has officially, the tab has been paid for. It looks like it's going to be two very specific Democratic strongholds in Wisconsin. He's paying for those to have them recounted, because that's where they think they're going to find the most irregularities. This just in from our friends at The Blaze. Megyn Kelly yanks kids out of New York City schools over call to reform white children, and now she and her family are leaving the city altogether.
As everybody should.
I mean, that's the thing, folks. I mean,
I can tell you loaded up a website, too, because I started hearing myself in my ear.
Well, it's because The Blaze likes to just sit and spin. I don't know what it is about their website anymore, and but it's
because it's all the ads. It's all the ads.
It's become a data whore.
Right.
Data whore.
Ron, the way I understand it, when you actually call for a recount, you have to have a board of equal number of Republicans and Democrats or whoever's involved in the race. And they can't just be like, okay, well, you Republicans sit over there while we count this. They're walking around watching everything. If I understand it, it all depends on the state law. And I'm not going to pretend I understand Wisconsin state law any more than to passively troll a liberal with it.
Well, that's okay. Most of the people in Wisconsin don't understand Wisconsin's election laws. So
there's that too. If they did, there wouldn't be a recount, would there?
Pretty much.
So no, that's good. I'm glad we're hitting that point because that means we're closer to this being over one way or another.
And I have to say at this point, I'm just, with as crappy as 2020 has been all the way around, I'm just ready for things to start just being over.
It can't get any worse.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You just said it out loud.
I know, I did. I thrive on chaos.
On that note, we're going to take a break while I reconsider my co-host choices. All right, folks. This is the halfway point of the Robinson and Horty show. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And yes, at this point, I do actually want to be sedated. What is going on with this bumper? Oops, helps if I kill the echo. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Sounds like you were playing it on 45
Everyone
for a minute.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, Think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and she takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat base and average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Reason I know I'm still recovering from a cold, that's like my fourth glass of water in 37 minutes. I'm so thirsty. I actually ran extra commercials because I'm like, I'm still sipping on some water. And we were talking because, much to the chagrin of most of my co-hosts lately, I've been using them as venting people. They're like, would you please just stop talking?
If you ever see an airplane?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, man. Yeah, you know it's good.
Anyway, so good news is we're back. We're live. Things are pretty much all over the place. So yeah, fun
you see,
times.
Reason Magazine is telling us to trust the government.
Can I just mention
Libertarian Mags is telling us to trust the government?
Sure. Yeah. So That particular magazine can do me a very large favor and consume a very big satchel of Richards. Because, like, no.
Yeah, and, okay. Reason Magazine, for... bless its heart. And I don't mean that in the Southern way.
I do.
Has kind of held the libertarian line while the LP has gone... so far left, it's retarded. So, you know, Reason at least makes sense 80% of the time. Then you get articles like this. Trump's attempts to undo the election won't work. We need to trust the system. Trump is actually working within the system. Whether you like him or you don't, these are safeguards built into the system should the accusations of election fraud be real, to save the system. It may seem petty. It may seem arbitrary. It may even seem spiteful. And these are all traits that we know Donald Trump is capable of. Having said that, most of what I'm seeing is statistically LOL. It just can't, I mean, just having a basic concept of math, you know, it's like watching, you know, even Saddam Hussein faked it. So 98% of the people voted for him.
Yeah.
Not 99.72, where you get those 17,000 ballots and only 19 of them were for Trump. That is statistically impossible. That is like there are greater chances of a liberal making a funny meme. So, and GR, I'm glad you got the reference.
I'm too tired for references tonight, so it probably went right over my head.
No, the airplane reference when he kept talking about his relationship with Elaine and everybody sitting next to him was pouring gas on themselves. And
oh, sure. See, I thought we were friends, bro.
Right. We are. I just had to. Anyway. Come on, man. Lighten the mood.
I'm just messing with you. It's all good. I really am tired. I'm honestly probably so tired I probably shouldn't try to do the next hour, but I'm going to try anyway, because what the hell, it's Train Wreck Radio.
Are you ranty, Rick, is the question.
I'm too tired to be ranty.
Run Gene and call it a night.
Oh, I don't know. I'll figure that part out when we get there. I might feel better here in a minute.
Yeah, you still got 20 minutes to figure it out.
It's one of those things.
So anyway, that was Reason Magazine trying to reason with us.
Reason Magazine Stop. Giving you its reasons as to why you should trust the government, proving that it's now a lying sack. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. It just... So. Anyway, what are you watching, man?
Let's see. I've been watching Haven. I've been sleeping on the couch for the last couple of nights because I had a cold, and with the wife having RA, I'm like, last thing I want to do is give the wife a cold because she already is barely talking to me right now.
Right.
Now, so here's the ultimate irony, right? So I've been staying away from the wife because I have a cold. I find out from the wife today that she's been inadvertently exposed to COVID again, which means I've been inadvertently exposed to COVID again. So I finally I texted her back and I said, "Here I am trying to stay away from you because I had a cold." And we both just kind of chuckled about that. And I'm just like, "Yeah, it's just." And she's like, "I've just come to the point that where I'm just starting to realize that at some point I'm going to catch this shit because I've been exposed to it so many times." I was like, "Oh, I'm pretty sure if you were going to have it, you would have had it by now, because by now your body's." But with the number of times you've been exposed to it, you've basically been vaccinated.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking you've been exposed to it enough that you win a set of steak knives.
Shut up. You literally, I couldn't say anything at the time because I wasn't actually supposed to be on that side of the computer. But I was on a call, and you almost made me laugh on an open. And what's worse is I was on a soup call. I was like, oh, God. I was like, thank God I have a mute button. That's the one thing, because I use a USB headset on the laptop when I'm taking work calls, and it's one of the ones that has a little mute button. I really, really miss having a mute button when I'm over here, because I'm like, now I have to adjust knobs and shit. I'm just like, eh. I mean, it's different when I'm by myself, because when I'm by myself, I can just hit the on-air button, and it kills everything coming through the mic, and it still plays everything through the Spreaker decks. So it's one thing if I'm by myself, but if I do that with you on, they can't hear you either.
Right. Yeah, I can at least walk it through.
Pretty much.
So what season of Haven are you on?
Just started season 4.
Okay. You're wrapping it up.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I think they only won 6, right?
It was either 5 or 6. I don't remember. I think it was 6.
Season 5, sir. Yeah, that's one of the things tonight before I sack out. There's a what culture episode of shows that went too long.
Yeah.
Or the shows that had a weird final season. I think everything we talk about, Babylon 5 and, you know, all the shows that should have never had a fifth season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even Eureka. Carol Roth asked the other day, you know, what's a TV show that had a great cast, you know, a well put together cast. And I had said Firefly, also Eureka. And I was surprised at how many people got Eureka. And because that show's kind of a sleeper. A lot of people don't know about that show.
I mean, for the quirky kind of show that it was actually a really fun show. Yeah. But again, season 5 need not apply.
I mean, they could have done, and I think we've talked about this in the past, they could have done without the whole season and just done the finale, and it would have wrapped everything. You know, maybe a couple episodes so they understood why the final episode went the way it did. But, yeah, they could have done without most of that season.
I mean, because it was just weird. I mean, you know, a show that was already pretty much off in left field just went even further off in left field. And I'm just like, you know...
You know what I think it was? I think they bought a bunch of scripts, but the show got canceled, so they still had to use those scripts or wanted to use those scripts because they'd get their money worth. That's why nothing in the last season seems congruous.
Could be.
The stories don't seem to make... They found a way to put an arc through, to stitch an arc into it, but none of the stories make sense with each other and in the greater story.
Well, and the other thing, and I know you said this was one of the things that you kind of liked, but what really annoyed me is this was during the time frame where sci-fi was kind of big with putting together, like, Christmas specials, because that's when Doctor Who had kind of become really popular again, and that was always kind of the Doctor Who thing, is there was always Christmas specials. And they were always separate from the story arcs. But the weirdest thing about it for me was they always managed to do the Christmas specials after things had drastically changed in the storylines, and then they go to the Christmas special, and it's like, oh, all the people that aren't there anymore are back. What the hell just happened?
Right. Yeah. Everybody who left town or... Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like...
So, those are jarring. And I always view Chris... Same with Doctor Who, except that's usually when they introduce a new Doctor. You take them out of the universe. You know, they're kind of a... You know, in the multiverse of madness, they happen somewhere else.
Oh, remember how everybody says that the coronavirus is woke, so you don't have to worry about it when you go to protest and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how they know this, because apparently you're not allowed to contact trace if you were at a rally, but apparently a California woman contracted the coronavirus after attending a Black Lives Matter protest and suffered long-term symptoms. So much for the virus being woke, motherfuckers. Just saying.
Okay, I saw that tweet, and I see people calling bullshit on it because the woman is saying that she lost the use of her legs. One, the coronavirus doesn't do that. I mean, okay, maybe in the weirdest combination of comorbidities it might, but yeah, so I'm skeptical on that one.
I don't know.
And yes, Al, you are 100% correct. X-Files should have ended at the first movie. And that was it.
Yeah.
No second movie. No.
No.
Two final seasons.
No 30-year later reboot.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Because, you know, by then... The spark was gone because, you know, everybody was like, oh my god, are Mulder and Scully ever going to hook up? And then you realize that Scully's gay, so it doesn't fucking matter anyway. It's like, right. Never mind. Never going to happen. Because now they're allowed. Now she's allowed to be gay. She wasn't allowed to be gay before.
You know, I remember the biggest controversy about the X-Files actually had very little to do with the X-Files. I mean, there were a couple episodes that they couldn't air on TV. And I remember they were pretty gross. But The Lone Gunman. And this is a juxtaposition thing. It's not enough for us to do a whole juxtaposition episode on it. Do you remember the spinoff, The Lone Gunman?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay. There was an episode. It was like one of the first two episodes. And no, it was the last one because one of the three guys dies in it. The shadow government that they were fighting hijacked airplanes with remote control and flew one into the World Trade Center. And that was the con, because this was a couple of years before 9/11, or like a year before 9/11. And I remember that episode. And then it wasn't until it was obviously like Alex Jones or Art Bell or George Norrie who talked about it later. And I was like, oh, shit, I remember that. And you can't find it anywhere. Of course, I haven't looked on YouTube, but I know that you can't find the show itself on any streaming service. Did they cut us off?
No, I'm here. Sir, were you not able to hear me?
Okay. I was not able to hear you.
That's weird. I don't know what happened.
I thought the government got us for talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know, because I can hear myself in my ears, which normally means I'm transmitting. But what I was saying was, I'd actually, even though I do remember what you're talking about, until you'd mentioned The Lone Gunman, I'd honestly almost forgotten there was a spinoff. But yeah, right. So, well, I don't know. It's all weirdness.
Yeah. Truth is stranger than fiction, or fiction. Art imitates something. Some... idiom applies there.
Art imitates Bell. No, I was playing.
Thank you.
Oh, so, man.
I'm working my way through Bizarro Coulson right now because they finally put the last season of S.H.I.E.L.D. up on
Netflix.
So I want to catch up on that. Also, chat, help me out. Has anybody seen The Order on Netflix? Because that popped up on my recommended last night, and I hadn't even heard of it.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, then who needs to check?
I like it, but it's kind of got the CW flair to it, so I'm not sure you will.
Okay. What I got out of it from the little promo was that it was a less rapey Magicians.
Basically. That's actually a good way to put it. It's basically kind of a CW'd version of The Magicians because it doesn't have like all the rapey and just the
rape,
the weird drug humor and just
the rape, the drugs, the
yeah.
I mean, it seemed like a complete and total knockoff, but without the whole premise of the show being rape. So, and you know what? I did enjoy The Magicians aside from that, and I don't want it to turn anybody off of it, but the show is kind of like if Hogwarts were completely done on ecstasy.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's actually probably the best analogy I've ever heard.
So, but for The Order to be... Okay, I might enjoy that then. I mean, yeah, okay, CW-ish, but I don't mind the CW... Okay, here's my problem with CW. If the show is about college kids, I'm okay with it being college kids. But if you are taking adults and making them young and edgy for the sake of making them young and edgy because you're the CW, that annoys the piss out of me. They even made fun of it on Stargate SG-1 200.
Yeah, no. That was actually a really good episode in its own way.
Right.
But that was also to the point where the show was comfortable enough that it's like, you know what? It's okay. We're just going to make fun of shit now. We don't care.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing this game Dungeons 3 and they really don't mind breaking the fourth wall or making fun of themselves and the whole genre. And that's when SG-1 got comfortable enough to do that. That's when it's just like, okay, I'm here for fun now. You know, we're not going deep stories anymore, and then they introduce the Ori. But, yeah. So, but okay, yeah, this is The Order. I'll check that out. But, yeah, I'm leaning into the final season of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice. I need to look to see if the episode that I didn't get to see was on there. I think it might have been, but I haven't looked yet. Because that was the other thing that really annoyed me about the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like, look, I get it. You know, the entire world was on fire. Y'all want to do some sort of a political news special. That's great. Put the missing episode on fucking demand or something.
Right.
Bastards.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's why, yeah, it was when the riots first started, it preempted the episode.
And I'm like, I get that, but, you know, I mean, this happens all the time with other shows that I watch where the news will break it, and then usually in a day or so, you go to the on-demand section, and there's the show that you missed. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with them. Well, since it was preempted, we're just not going to air it at all. And I think, honestly, it was probably because of some of the content of that episode. I think in the current climate, they thought it was going to be offensive. Because apparently, it's going to be spoilers, so I'm going to shut up.
Don't spoil it.
But yeah, so I think that's why it was. I think that's why they didn't even bother to run it at all, which makes me wonder if it was included in Netflix at all, because... When I went to go look the other day, and this happens a lot with Netflix lately, if they get a show that has more than like 5 seasons, after like it's like randomly you'll get like season 1, season 6, season 5, season 3, season 12. I'm like, there's not even a 12. What the fuck are you talking about? There's only 8. Why is there a 12 there? And I'm just like, and I don't know if maybe it's because, you know, I get my Netflix through Dish and occasionally their boxes.
Oh yeah, that's the
go crazy. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
And I'm just like,
because I don't get that on the Fire Stick, but I do remember that on when I would watch Netflix on Dish.
Yeah, I actually almost bought a few Fire Sticks when they had them on sale the other day. Now I regret the fact that I didn't, because I probably could have got rid of Dish altogether if I had just went ahead and bought three Fire Sticks.
You got Black Friday coming up. In fact, I think Black Friday starts Monday. Was it? No, the 21st. So 3 days from now. So Saturday, I think Black Friday. I know it's starting on Woot on the 21st, so it'll probably be starting on Amazon too, since Woot is a Amazon company.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I get it. I mean, everybody's doing like, it's not Black Friday anymore. You might as well call it Black November. It's like everybody.
Well, actually, this has to do with the COVID, because nobody's going out.
Well, you
can't. Because they can't, because everything's shut down.
Because everything's shutting down again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all crazy.
And chat is doing grammar over the Loner Lone Gunman.
Nice.
You guys are still back there?
The Loner Lone Gunman. How can you have a plural of lone? Oh my god, guys. Come on.
The Alone Lone Gunman? The Lone Lone... God damn it, now that's going to keep me up all night.
Take your white pill, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no noticeable effect yet, but I've only been taking them for 3 days.
Yeah, honestly, it took me a couple of weeks to really start noticing anything different. Because like I said, for the first 2 weeks, your body's doing a hell of a detox.
I did find out, don't take a green pill after 3 cups of coffee.
I told you that before you ever started taking them. And then you're like, did you ever get really edgy after you took your green pill? I was like, did you green pill first or coffee first? Coffee? Mm-mm.
Well, okay, I took the green pill as soon as I got it in the mail, but I was already 3 cups of coffee into the day. So.
Oh, yeah, you always start the morning with the green pill, and then you add coffee until you start filling yourself level off,
right.
And then you can always add more coffee later if you need to. But, yeah, because the pill itself already has enough caffeine for at least 1 cup of coffee, and with all the other natural stuff in there, it's honestly like drinking about 2 or 3 cups of coffee, which is why, honestly, yeah. For the first week or so I was taking them, I barely had to drink any coffee at all. I have gotten used to it, so now I'm back to drinking a little more coffee again.
After I did that, I was tasting pennies and can smell burnt toast and think I thought I went too far.
It's because you did go too far.
Oh my god, I think I took too much.
So, anyway, in case you guys are new here and aren't sure what he's talking about, Ordy's actually testing out Elevate and Accelerate. He actually took one of the samples from me and now is actually trying a full kit. So, for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about, you can go to my Twitter, @RowdyRick73. It's in the pinned tweet. It's basically a company that does all kinds of supplements. They have more than just the products that he and I are currently using. And I'm honestly, as I become more active, I'm considering starting to try to see if the pain supplements they have are anywhere near like what I've been paying for to get for Relief Factor, because it's about the same price and it's coming from the same company. And if it works, as I'm getting more active, I am noticing that I'm having to take some ibuprofen again here and there. And I don't really want to go back to having to do that all the time. But my pain level
is... I just like Ron's idea, going to get some CPD.
Well, or you could move to Oregon. Stop using the fake shit, yo. But anyway, so yeah, it's a program through Be Epic. It's Elevate and Accelerate. If you go to my Twitter timeline and just click on the pinned tweet, the website that has the referral and the sponsor link is right there. You can actually shop the products, read through the specifics. If you'd like, hit me up in DM, or you can shoot me an email at radiofreerick@gmail.com, and I will get you set up with a sample, if nothing else. And then you can try it for a few days, and if you like how it makes you feel, we can talk. And if you don't, no harm, no foul. Some people like it, others don't. I had one customer who came back to me after they ordered, and they're like, I've already had to stop taking it because I couldn't stop going to the bathroom. I'm like, did you read the instructions?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, the instructions are shit.
Well, no, okay.
The instructions are absolute shit. Well, okay, you take your little contact and you tell them your instructions are shit.
Well, honestly, the instructions aren't necessarily shit. What they don't tell you, though, is the instructions aren't one size fits all. Because
okay, yeah, To take the white and the purple at the same time. You know what? I don't want to get into this conversation. Just moving on.
Yeah,
you
no.
You got another show to set up for, and
yeah, no. So yeah, that's fine. I didn't want to talk to you anymore anyway.
No. I just don't want to talk about the pills right now. Too many pills.
But you did it. You did admit for the first night, even though your sleep pattern was a little weird, you did sleep better than you had in a while. So,
sure.
Anyway, and that's honestly for me, being an insomniac, I would pay full price just for the sleeping portion. The weight loss is a bonus. On that note, we're out of here. Gonna come back, get things reset, and do America Off the Rails. I'm gonna go for as long as I can. It may or may not be a full hour. I guess we'll find out. So stay tuned.
And stop.
Just put me in.